94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
That is your job.
I want to be like doing my job.
It's What's My Job.
All right, here we go. So we've got a listener on the line. Her name's Mara from Ben Salem. Good morning. Let's bring her on. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you all?
I don't know. You sound nice and awake. Okay. I wonder if you're a morning job person. Okay. We'll get to the questions in a second.
Chris always is good at using looking at context clues. I'm not.
All right. So this is where you're going to tell us your salary, which is so crazy, right? Like, who talks about their salary?
I know.
And then we're going to ask you some yes or no questions and try to get some clues for our listeners. They're going to call in and guess what your job is. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now you've been looking forward to this. You've listened to it. You've played along. Now it's your turn. How much do you make a year?
I make $47,000.
Okay.
A year.
$47,000, yes. In case everybody didn't hear you. $47,000. Yes. All right. So we're going to ask you some yes or no questions.
Okay.
I'm going to go first. Is this a full-time job?
This is not a full-time job.
Oh.
Okay.
No. That answer would be no.
Gotcha.
Come on now. Come on, Gianna. Tune okay. in. Lock in here.
Chris, I'm crying.
Go off my clue. Like, we know it's a part-time job.
Okay. Do you work with food?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
No. I don't.
No. But what was the hesitation?
I know. Sometimes it's hard because you do get like technical when you ask these questions.
All right, yeah. So is this a retail job?
No, absolutely not a retail job.
Jobs are hard. Okay, so no. Yeah.
Okay, so that kind of narrows it down. So it's nothing in the food industry, nothing in retail. What else could be part time?
Well, anything could be.
Yeah, I guess anything.
Get super specific here. I don't know what that means, but
do you work with animals?
I do.
Animals? Gianna.
Wait, I'm so excited. Wait, I'm not good at this. Mara, like, I'm terrible at this game, as you probably know from listening.
So let's see. Part time and animals. Is this a mobile job?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be. That's a good question.
Is your job mobile?
No, okay. It is not.
But
it could be, depending on where you're at.
Okay.
We'll take the hint on that one.
Okay.
This is your last one.
Are you one-on-one with animals?
I absolutely am.
Okay.
Oh.
I absolutely am. There's a few ideas.
It? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was it. Okay. Ooh, now do me a favor. You're going to hang on. We'll hopefully get it so you can listen to the guesses. And we're going to get guesses from our listeners. And then we're going to bring you back on. You're going to reveal what your job is, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
Exciting. Okay. Hold on. Hold on a second. All right, so.
You did good, Chris. I'm proud of us.
I think I have a solid guess.
There's a few ways this could go.
All right. What do you think she does? What's her job? It's 7:16. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. Play one of our favorite games. What's my job? So this is where a listener tells us her salary. She makes $47,000 a year. That's more not Bordentown.
Ben Salem.
And it was a B town.
You're close.
And then we asked some yes or no questions to get you some clues. Things like, you know, it's not a full-time job, doesn't work with food, doesn't work in retail, does work with animals. That was a big thing. Isn't a mobile job, although it could be a mobile job, it's not for her.
Right.
And she does work one-on-one with animals. All right, lots of people calling in to give their guesses.
Matthew's in Manahawkin. What do you think she does?
I think she works in the circus.
In the circus?
The circus.
Wow.
What a cool job that would be.
That would. Oh, my God. Could you imagine just, like, hanging out with elephants all day or something?
Oh, my God. That would be cool. Hard job, though. They travel a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. And
you've heard about the circus life. Isn't there, like, documentaries on that?
You know what? It's making me want to go watch another documentary.
there was just one around, wasn't there?
There's always some around. They go to the Quaker Bridge Mall parking lot.
It was just in the parking lot.
And then there's some in what's it called? Not National Park. The other one.
Market Fair.
Market Fair. Yeah. Market Fair.
All right, let's go to, who's next?
We have Cam in Lakehurst. What do you think she does?
I think she's a dog groomer.
A dog groomer. That's a great
that's
guess.
That's another good guess. That's not what I was thinking, but okay, that's a good guess.
All right.
Hang on, and we'll see if you're right.
Lindsay and Nathan are on the line. What do you guys think she does?
A dog groomer.
Another dog one groomer. For dog groomer.
That's a good guess.
Interesting. That's not what I was thinking, but okay.
All right. Neha is in Newtown. What do you think she does?
She's a veterinary tech that, you know, works in a vet office, checks in animals, gives them shots, things like that, like assists them to a vet.
Yeah.
That was my guess.
That's a good guess.
That was my guess. That she works in a vet office.
A vet
doing
tech
something.
And a dog groomer are both good. Huh. Also, Landon is in Delray. Landon, what do you think she does?
I think she's a dog groomer.
A you dog too, groomer.
Huh? Interesting.
I think those two are like really good guesses.
Anybody in the app chat before we get her back on?
Quincy's in Burlington. They're saying vet tech, yeah, which is a great guess. Yeah. Taylor in Abington said dog groomer. Mm. Jackie in Bensalem said maybe animal control. Em in Hamilton saying dog trainer, maybe like a dog walker.
Oh,
you know what's
yeah
so funny is that I thought this was more cut and dry than this, but it's really not.
I saw when we were down the shore, there's a ton of dog walkers down there. And let me tell you, that takes talent. I saw some guy walking like six dogs. I was like, oh my God, I can barely handle my 20-pound dog sometimes.
I don't know how people do that.
All right, let's bring her back on. Hey, Maura.
Hi.
Did you hear anyone say your job? Did somebody guess it correctly?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh!
Oh, I hope really good team there. Good calls.
I hope it was me.
Well,
I was agreeing with the vet tech people. Gianna, what's your official guess?
I think I'm going to go with the other majority. I'll say dog groomer. we'll just pick a side.
There's two major guesses here. All right, so you have to reveal now. It's your chance. What's your job?
I am a dog groomer.
Good job, guys. I've guessed this. I don't know if I've ever gotten one right.
She is going to be bragging for the rest of the morning because she never gets this right.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for calling in. It's 7:30, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Gianna, and you know we love to gossip.
Yes,
so
we do.
We've got a Cheat and Coldplay couple update for you. Actually, Jen is here from New Jersey 101.5, our neighbor. We just kind of go in and out of each other's studios.
Of course.
Jen, we've got gossip.
Oh, it's the gossip I heard.
Okay. So you remember the Cheat and Coldplay couple,
who
right?
Who can forget them?
So they got caught on the Kiss Cam, if you don't remember. They acted all crazy because they were we thought they were both cheating on spouses.
Right.
Now we're hearing an update that her husband, she just filed for divorce.
She just filed
from her
divorce,
husband.
Right? I heard that.
But we found out though, he said that they were already privately and quietly separated.
Interesting. Oh.
Meaning he wasn't cheated on.
But
although
he was
still married.
Right.
Yeah. That's the update I want to hear, whether his wife dumped him.
Literally.
That's what I want to hear.
Okay.
But they're getting divorced.
Shocker.
Obviously. I heard that she's not wife material. Do you think? He was already married. I didn't realize this. He had been previously married. He's got two kids. They didn't have kids together.
Right. I heard that.
So they're just kind of parting ways.
The whole thing's a mess.
Total mess.
Yeah.
Total mess. But I want the update on the other couple, the CEO and his wife. Because she had two kids. I mean, they have two kids.
Yeah, which is so sad.
Which is older. I'm sure they were totally embarrassed.
Didn't she change her name on Facebook immediately when this happened?
Instantly.
Yeah, you know she dumped him.
I hope she did.
Yeah.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, so 0-day streak. Chris hates when I say that.
She forgot that I lost yesterday. I should have just gone with it.
I did. No loss. So back down to zero. We have Stephanie in Hamilton on the line. Hey, Stephanie, you ready to keep her streak at zero?
I'm hopeful.
I love it.
All right. I'm going to step out. You get the questions first. You answer them the best you can. I'll come back in, answer them the best I can. We'll see who gets the most right. And then that's who's going to win. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
good luck.
You too.
All right, Steph, we are kicking Chris out of here. We're going to give you those three questions. Are you ready for your first one?
I am.
All right, here we go. It's a little bit of a funny start. Colonel Sanders would have been 135 today. He was the creator of which fast food restaurant?
Oh, no. Is it Wendy's?
Do you want to lock it in?
Yeah.
All right, we locked in Wendy's. Second question, Katy Perry released her song Hot and Cold on this day in 2008. True or false? She's won more than 10 Grammys.
False.
You want to lock it in?
Lock it in.
All right, third and final question. Millie Bobby Brown was spotted out and about with her husband and daughter in New York City. Her husband, Jake, is the son of a famous musician. Who is it? I'll give you a hint.
Bon Jovi. Oh, lock it in.
Love it.
That one I know.
All right, love it. We are going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Be Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Stephanie's answers are all locked in.
Pretty quick.
First question for Chris.
Okay.
Colonel Sanders would have been 135 today, Chris.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
You hit the KFC, dude?
Oh, well, he was the creator of which fast food restaurant? Oh,
there you go. KFC.
Chris said KFC. Stephanie said Wendy's. She wasn't sure. KFC is correct.
Oh, yes.
He was good for 135.
Right? Well, he's no longer with us, Chris. So we're not sure how he looks.
A real person?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Colonel.
No, I know, but I thought that was a made-up character.
A real guy.
Like an actor that played a character.
Real guy.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Moving on.
Second question. Katy Perry released her song Hot and Cold on this day in 2008. True or false, she's won more than 10 Grammys.
Oh. Has she won more than 10 Grammys? That's a lot. But she has won a lot. I'm going to say true. I don't know, though.
Chris said true. Stephanie said false. True is correct.
Oof. Oh, see, I didn't think 10 sounded like a lot.
Yeah. He actually has won 13.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It did sound like a lot. I agree with you, but I wasn't sure, so I just kind of guessed.
All right, here we go. Third and final question. Millie Bobby Brown was spotted out with her husband and daughter in New York City. Her husband, Jake, is the son of a famous musician. Who is it?
John Bon Jovi.
You guys both said Bon Jovi. You guys are both correct. But that does mean Chris has taken the win today. I'm sorry, Stephanie.
That's okay.
I'm
Stephanie from Hamilton. I can't be Chris.
It's all good.
Pretty close. It's pretty close. You're going to Halsey.
Oh, I can't complain about that.
Exactly. Halsey's celebrating the 10th anniversary of her Badlands album with an intimate performance at the Fillmore in Philly on October 29th and 30th. You're going the 29th. Limited number of tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on, Steph.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So I found out some wedding buzz about Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. Apparently this marriage, this wedding is going to happen by the end of this month. Wow. She's going to be a married woman. I'm happy for her. She finally found her true happiness.
I know. I love that for her.
Here's the deal. It's going to be at a secret location. Nobody's going to know about it. Not even the guests until they get there. And they're going to be shuttled in. So I'm here. It's going to be somewhere in like the Santa Barbara, Montecito area. But they're going to meet at another location, shuttled in, cell phones taken, all stuff like that. And then shuttled back out at the end of the night.
I literally love that for them because they deserve to have that. You know, like that peace
that
during
moment.
Their day.
She's done everything to protect her peace within the past couple of years. So, yeah, I'm kind of happy for her with that. I'll keep you posted if I find out anything else. So, you know, Sheen, my daughter loves Sheen. I know you love Sheen.
I do.
Sheen
nice
hauls
cheap.
And stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, it's gotten a little expensive.
It has gone up a little bit.
Anyway, they've partnered with Nickelodeon to launch a collaboration collection with SpongeBob SquarePants.
And you know I will be buying this today.
I knew you were going to love this. It's like a little wave of nostalgia.
Oh, it's my favorite show.
200 pieces in this collection. Everything from like clothes to accessories, home stuff. We're talking like statement sweaters, graphic tees, quirky jewelry, stuff like that. Pineapple stuff.
I'm going to have to order something.
Be careful of the pineapple stuff though.
Yeah, let's not get upside down pineapple things.
You gotta be careful of that. That's swinger vibes, right? So one of your favorite stores is hiring a ton of people for the holidays because this is like their big season. Bath and Body Works. 30 6,000 seasonal employees.
Wow.
So if you're looking for some extra cash because of all the inflation crap and all the tariffs and stuff like that, if you're looking for a little side gig, this might be it. You probably get a discount on the stuff, right?
True.
I think like fall and Christmas is my favorite time in that store.
Chris, I think you would excel at that job. Ooh. You would be, you know every inch.
I love
you
that.
You know all Look, the scents.
I have right now next to me is the Coco Shea.
That smells so good.
Well, you know, my Vanilla Bean Noel is going to come out for the holidays.
That smells so good. She gets this hand sanitizer.
That's so good.
Oh my God.
Right now the pumpkin cupcake, all the pumpkin stuff is out now. I love that store. I love that store.
So good.
Oh, my God. So if you're looking for a job, they're looking. So the big Apple event is today that they do every year where they're going to announce, like, new products and stuff like that. The iPhone 17 is supposed to be teased. And from what I'm hearing, there is going to be, like, a slim air version of the iPhone 17. Sounds kind of cool.
So I guess because, like, they have MacBook Pros and they have MacBook Airs. Like, I have a MacBook Air. And it's just, like, lighter and thinner. So yeah. I guess that's it.
I guess it's going to be even lighter and thinner. They're also going to have the Pro Max, but that's all coming out today. New Apple Watches, stuff like that. Now, typically, I did some research because I'm waiting for this iPhone 17. I need to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone, like, won't update. You know, it's, like, on its last legs.
Yeah.
Usually, once it's announced, it goes on sale, like, pre-orders and stuff, like, a week later. So, it might be coming really soon.
Interesting.
I'll keep you posted. And you know what today is? Today is Teddy Bear Day. Do you have any teddy bears? Like, do any adults have teddy bears?
No.
No.
I have like a Squishmallow, but I don't like
That's
hug
just
it when I
more
sleep
like a
or anything.
Pillow,
it's just
though,
kind of
right?
there. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any either. All right. There's the scoop. Chris and the crew, it's 8:05. So we're having a discussion here in the studio about like Instagram stories, Facebook stories, things like that.
Right.
I'm one of those people. Do you respond to stories? Do you put a check on it, a like or a heart? I feel like I do almost every story that I see. To me, it's like you're interacting with your friends.
I don't know the last time I did.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
I don't
and Gianna's
do this
the same way. I don't understand this. It seems rude to me.
Yeah, no, I just like don't. I just think stories are just for viewing and that's kind of it. Unless it's something that really speaks to me. Like you have to either really make me laugh or make me cry.
And see, maybe that's the difference. I'm only putting stuff on stories that are. It's but, not the mundane.
But that's on your stories. Your,
yeah, my stories.
But how are you reacting? Everyone else in your feed. Everyone else in your feed is putting mundane in there is my point.
But I'll put a check. I have to stop myself to not react.
Oh, my God.
Because I say to myself, I know Gianna would say stop reacting.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Stop reacting.
I'm the
Why
voice
you
in your
react
head?
To everything?
I'm the voice in yeah. your head. That is sad.
It's a pretty
you gotta
annoying
find
voice.
A new voice. You got to find a new voice. Even though it's smart and beautiful and wonderful.
This may be an unpopular opinion, but I think it's rude to not do something to everybody's story.
I'm looking through my scent on Instagram, and it's only if I'm trying to flirt with someone will I send a fire emoji or like a hard eyes or a kissy face.
Even that.
But if I'm not trying to flirt with you, I probably don't reply.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I think that's
literally, unless they're like, my dog died or something, and then I send like a message or whatever.
Right.
But anything short of like, big life event, dog died, wedding, engagement, I'm ignoring it all. And even those I'm ignoring.
We're all wired to check our likes, count our likes. We feed off of how many likes we got, how many hearts we got, how many comments we got. So why is it so different with stories? I don't understand. Like, I'm validating you. This is cute. This is good. This is whatever. I think it's rude if you don't.
I hear what you're saying. I just think it's not like a text message where if you don't reply, it's kind of like, oh, they reached out to you directly. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's kind of, you don't have to do it is what I'm saying.
I think you do.
You shouldn't feel obligated.
I think
obligated.
You should do it.
I do hear what you're trying to say.
It's just saying that you don't care. I think if you don't put either a check or a like or a heart on, you're saying,
Well, here's
the
thing too.
I don't
is
say that to any of my friends?
How many brands and stories? I mean, your feed right now is full of at least 150, if not 500 stories.
I'm talking about your personal friends, people that you know on a daily basis.
I ever say, see, like I follow people I've met in passing.
I don't care about that.
That I kind of knew from other people or whatever.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
So you think just your immediate friends, not your immediate friends, but like
people that you would consider friends?
Okay.
I think it's rude if you don't. Here's what I want to know. Seriously, here's what I want to know. Why don't you? Because I saw this thing online that it's a power play. Seriously.
Ooh, okay.
That it's a power play. Wait, I want to read it to you. I found it. It says, wait.
She was ready.
She's fast forwarding in her mind.
Well, yeah. I saw this online and then I had to ask you guys. It's a sign of power when you don't like something. You're saying, I don't have to like this.
Can I say, okay, here's when
now,
you call today,
you're just scrolling.
Help us. Convince either Gianna and me that we should react more or convince Chris that she should stop reacting.
Yeah. I really want to know, like,
power
some
play.
People swear it's like a low-key power move. Like, I see you, I notice you, but I'm not giving you the satisfaction. I can see that for you.
Gianna? Yeah. Having said that, that's deeper than I think I'm emotionally capable of.
So you're just scrolling.
I'm just scrolling. This morning on the train, I was just scrolling. I wasn't paying attention to what I saw.
Seriously, I want
to
know.
I reacted to one story of somebody in a gym, a hot man. I sent hard eyes. That's the only story I reacted to.
Hello,
today.
You're in a relationship, but that's
I'm
another
allowed
thing.
To do that.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, God, that's another thing. All right, 609-247 out why you don't respond to stories on social media, like Instagram stories, Facebook stories. You know, they come across or you can either put a heart or a like. I find I do it to mostly everyone because I like to feel validated. You're putting something up there. You want a response, right?
Which is
I mean, I know you do because everybody checks their comments. Everybody checks how many likes they got. I
hear you.
You do. You know you do.
But that's why I consciously choose what a grid post is versus what a story post is. The last thing I posted to my grid was back in July when my dog died.
Okay.
I haven't posted since. I post, I think, 3 times a year to my grid.
And you're checking
That's
the comments.
When I'm checking comments. I'm focused on likes. I'm focused on acknowledgement.
Now, let me ask you. So you're not going to get butthurt if no one reacts to your story?
I'm like, why the heck did you react to this story?
All right,
sometimes?
So maybe I need to just adjust my thinking.
But I also understand what you're saying in a way, though, because it does feel social media is so personal now.
Why would you post it if you're not looking for a reaction? Seriously.
No, I hear you.
Seriously.
I do. I think you're. I do agree with you on that. I just don't tend to like everybody's stories.
I just like to acknowledge.
It's
I don't
sweet.
Know.
It's a very kind
right,
thing,
let's
Chris.
Go to the phones. Lisa and Pennington is on the line. Thank you, Gianna. All right, Lisa, do you like stuff on social media?
I've never liked a single thing on social media. I mean, including my friends' stories. I don't post or like anything, and I don't even have a profile picture. I just scroll and see what other people are posting, but I've never even like interacted. So I guess I don't want people being able to see what I'm liking or keeping track of my habits. It's just creepy.
Stalker. She's one of those stalkers. You know those people.
Yeah.
My mom used to be like that. My sister's kind of like that. She'll be the one that like at parties and stuff. She's like, oh, Chris, take that. Are you going to post, Chris? She doesn't want to post.
Right.
But she wants me to post.
She wants somebody else to post.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of fair.
I like posting, but I don't post everything. I'm not taking a picture of my coffee cup in the morning. I'm not taking a picture.
I think we've moved past that as a society.
Oh, I have friends that do that.
Again,
it's been a weird couple of weeks because PSL photos always are a thing every season.
Always.
And now that we're past that, I don't think you'll see coffee cups for another year.
I still see it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Y'all need some new friends.
No. Sometimes there's a good aesthetic that comes with posting food, I have to say.
But if it's really special, if I'm going to a fancy restaurant, something that I don't do on the ordinary,
true.
Then yes.
That makes sense.
But the everyday, you're not going to see me doing that.
I absolutely understand.
You're not going to see me doing that.
May in Pittsburgh said, so I have a friend I'm a little pissed off with right now, and I purposefully do not like her stories because
see?
Of it.
See? A power move. Low-key power move.
No,
just what I
is.
Said.
It kind of is.
Just what I said.
But honestly, do it, Slay.
I'm going to keep doing it because I'm going to do me. You
know
do
what?
You.
Chris.
Me do me.
That was so inspiring.
Shut up. I've got an update for you on the Cheat and Coldplay couple. You remember them. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Oh, we love a little gossip. So we found out. You remember the Coldplay couple, right?
Yes.
Caught on the kiss cam. Cheating on their spouses. Well, so we thought.
Right.
They ducked from the camera, made it so obvious. If they just would have stood there, there would have been no issue.
True.
But I'm kind of glad they got caught because I can't stand cheaters.
Yes.
So now we're finding out, though, Joe, that she, Kristen Cabot,
the HR lady,
the one in the embrace with the married CEO, she was not cheating on her husband. Her husband came out and said, we had been privately and quietly separated before this happened.
Okay. So,
they apparently were on their way to a divorce anyway.
He came to her defense, actually, which is...
He really did.
He did not owe her that.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's really interesting. Now, what I want to know... And it's something about she's not wife material. I was like, oh, geez. Well,
that's nice.
Crazy.
That's a nice slight dig. Yeah. But when you're still, listen, the fact that he was willing to publicly talk to the media and say we were had already separated, that's
and
pretty good.
Here's the thing that people don't realize either. I mean, I'm sure the kids were embarrassed regardless, but they didn't have kids together. He was previously married, had two kids, I believe.
So the HR ladies.
Andrew.
Okay.
The problem, too, is he's Andy. The CEO was Andy. Her husband was Andrew.
Ugh.
Convenient, right? Didn't get the names confused.
Of course.
Anyway.
Why couldn't they just be Justin?
Right.
Justin and Joe.
They didn't have kids together. Now, the CEO, Andy, he was still married.
Yeah,
so I want an update on them.
Yeah.
That's who I want to know. I hope she dumped him. But we haven't heard anything about them.
Yes.
So, I mean, he quit his job. So did she.
And the CEO's wife, like, blocked her, scrubbed her socials and stuff. Hopefully we don't hear from her
for a
little
bit. Sounds like she's a classy lady, whatever. But, so now Kristen is officially getting divorced.
Oof.
That's the tea.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
This is terrible. So the L.A. Police Department is investigating the discovery of a body in the trunk of an impounded Tesla at a tow yard in Hollywood. And there's buzz that the vehicle is registered to singer David.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
So police say the impounded car has been there for a couple of days. I mean, he's scheduled to perform in Minneapolis tonight as part of his Withered tour that started last month. In case you're wondering, trying to place who this is, he's known for his song Here With Me. Here it is.
I can't describe what I'm feeling.
So sad. As soon as we find out more details, we'll let you know. So I've got some secret wedding buzz about Selena Gomez. So apparently Selena and Benny Blanco are going to be married by the end of September.
That's wild.
The date is super secret. Even the venue is super secret. Like the guests don't even know where they're going. They're being told to meet at a neutral spot. They're going to be shuttled in.
Great.
Shuttled back out. No cell phones, anything like that. You know Selena. She is protecting her privacy and her peace lately. So I kind of love this for her.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of love this. She doesn't want paparazzi around or anything like that. So, but I have heard it's in like the Santa Barbara, Montecito area of California. So I'll keep you posted. So you know Dolce & Clemente. Oh, we love it there.
Oh, do I know Dolce & Clemente?
It's the gourmet Italian market in Robbinsville. It's been featured on DDD, Triple D a bunch of times. Guy Fieri's been there a bunch of times. He loves it there. They're moving. At first, when I heard this, I'm like, oh my God, am I never going to have a Pink Panther again?
They're so good.
But they're only moving literally like steps away from where they are now. They're in the Washington Town Center. There's the vacant Rite Aid building right like across the street from the Town Center on Route 33.
I know what you're talking about.
They're moving into that building.
Okay,
but from what I'm hearing, though, it may not be the whole building. It's kind of a big building.
Yeah.
I think they're dividing it.
Okay.
So there's room for something else, but hopefully there's, like, seating so you can sit there and eat, like, a little restaurant.
Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be kind of cool. So let us know, Dolce and Clemente. We want to know. So Costco, everybody loves Costco, right? It's having a minute. It's very trendy right now.
I was there yesterday.
See?
We got a shepherd's pie.
So they are now going to be offering cheaper memberships for college students and teachers.
I love
that. People like that. So yeah, they've teamed up with student discount app Unidays. And so what you do is if you're a student, you sign up for a new $65 Gold Star membership and you're going to get a $20 digital Costco gift card when you do that. So bringing the cost of membership down $20.
That's a lot.
I mean, that's a big deal. Yeah. And today, you guys, is the big Apple event. They do a yearly Apple event where they drop all the new products. So not drop them, but tease them, unveil them, I should say. So from what I'm hearing, the iPhone 17 is going to be unveiled. There's going to be a Slim Air version. And then, you know, the popular Pro Max, you know, variations. But I want to hear about this slim version because, you know, I'm ready for an upgrade.
Yeah.
Well,
been talking
this
about
is
it.
Now.
I've been waiting for this.
This is now when you really, like, after these are released, you go out and you get the 16 because the prices drop on the on the older models now.
That's true.
That's
true.
The real trick.
Now, if it's going along with iPhone history, usually these phones become available for pre-order about a week after they unveil them. So there you go. There's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
So are you annoying your boss and you may not even realize it? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. Joe, I have a feeling Gianna does all these things.
And you know what?
Actually, I know that Gianna says all these
things. They're probably all valid, so let's hear them.
Let's see.
I saw this list online of the things that Gen X bosses wish that Gen Z workers, which is you, Gianna, would stop saying at work.
Okay.
The first one, I think we've heard this a couple of times this morning, actually, from Gianna. That's not my problem.
Oh, my God. That's... If she were to get a work tattoo, that would be tattooed on her forehead.
Because a lot of things are not my problem. And I'm not taking on the extra stress if it's not my problem.
And see, me, I would take on the extra stress. Maybe I'm the stupid one. I don't know.
I would happily.
Team player through and through. But when it comes to adding on things that, like, stress that doesn't mean anything at the end of the day, don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, that's not my problem. That's number one. All right, the next one is... I don't know if I've actually said this out loud, but I've thought this. Gianna will say this out loud. This could have been an email.
A lot of things could be an email. And I think everybody can agree.
Time out. When's the last time you had a sit-down meeting, Gianna, in this office?
We used to have them more.
We used to.
We used to have them.
And then they turned into emails because people learned that everything could be an email. So people were learning. People were listening.
Check. First two. We're good. All right, the last one here. And this may be a little different for us because we do get up so early. So we do hear this a lot from Gianna.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just not a morning person.
You would think that at this point in my life that I would be. And I'm not.
You should see her. I mean, there's still no makeup on.
No, I'm not putting makeup on.
You do look good.
Don't worry.
You do look good. But every day it's like, can we order Starbucks?
I'm like,
I need a coffee.
It's exhausting.
I'm dying over here.
No, it's just kind of funny. You would think that your body gets used to it, and it doesn't. Like, I get used to it. Okay, so when I first get here, about a half hour in, I feel really good. This is when I start to downward
spiral. Then the crash starts happening.
I start to crash. And now, if anybody would love to go get me a pumpkin cream cold brew from Starbucks, I would not complain.
Check.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.